A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in, Ellie on his way to third, he'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona, they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it, and the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back here to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on a sunny and humid Thursday night. And game three of this six-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the visiting St. Lucie Mets. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, taking you up until our 7.05 p.m. first pitch tonight from Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Tomorrow, the big day, Jacob deGrom expected to make a rehab start 30 minutes or so away from where he calls home in DeLand. That game already sold out as of about 2 hours or so ago. So if you're looking to get tickets to tomorrow's game, I have bad news for you. We are sold out, as we just said a few seconds ago. But we've got a great game on tap tonight. It'll be the right-hander Tanner Cooper for Daytona, 4-1 record, coming into play here today with a 3.38 ERA. Joel Diaz, 18-year-old right-hander, will get the ball for the Mets tonight. One of their top 15 prospects has struggled this year, has a 9.95 ERA in five appearances, but looking to flip the script here tonight as the Mets have only allowed three runs in the first two games of this series, but could not keep Daytona out of the win column last night as the Tortugas tied it in the sixth and took the lead in the seventh to take the lead and snap what was a nine-game losing streak to the Mets an evening ago. We'll take a break when we come back. Back on Monday, we had a chance to sit down with the play-by-play voice of the St. Lucie Mets, Adam McDonald, to talk about this year's first half Eastern Division Championship team. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch Daytona and St. Lucie Mets and Reds in Florida State League Baseball coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside the play-by-play voice of the St. Lucie Mets. That is Adam McDonald. Adam, welcome back here to Daytona Beach. Hard to believe it's the first time the Mets are back here since the first weekend of the 2000s. And since then, the Mets won the first half championship in the Eastern Division. A great first half for the Mets, one of the best records in all of minor league baseball. How much fun did you have watching it on a day-to-day basis?
It was a lot of fun. This was a very exciting team, a very athletic team, led by a tremendous outfield of Alex Mears, the number four prospect in the Mets organization. Stanley Consueger on the mend. Omar De Los Santos, maybe the most electrifying player in the league, and not even starting an opening night in the outfield was Carlos Dominguez. He's the league leader in home runs. So it's been a team that, you know, a very young, athletic, and the pitching has been awesome. It was great to start. The Mets moved a lot of pitchers up, relievers and starters, so they treaded water for a little bit, but overall, just a hot start, a lot of series wins, Best home record in the first half of minor league baseball. So there was a lot to like about the St. Lucie Mets in the first half.
When you're a team that plays extremely well like St. Lucie did in the first half of the season, as a result, the pros and cons of it are there's going to be a lot of roster movement as these guys get promoted and transferred up to Brooklyn and beyond. There has been a lot of changes. Alex Ramirez, Stanley Consuegra going up earlier today. Obviously, a lot of pitchers have moved up in the last couple of weeks as well since the last time these two teams met. How has Robbie Robinson and the staff been able to counteract that with all the new players and new faces that have been on this roster the last few days?
Yeah, there have been a lot of good players that have come over from the complex side. You know, sometimes there's a big drop-off, and there has been some drop-off, but that was such a tough pitching staff in particular to crack. So there were a lot of good players over there. Some pitchers who actually finished the season last year in St. Lucie, like a Trey McLaughlin or Robert Colina, who couldn't crack the opening day roster on this team because the pitching was that deep. The Mets had a lot of pitchers drafted last year. They're heavy on the draft, and those pitchers didn't pitch last year for St. Lucie, or they barely got their feet wet in the FCL. So all those pitchers drafted last year basically started here and bumped some guys out. But the coaching staff has done a good job. There's still some productive players that have come over. Pitching has slipped a little bit, especially at the once the first half was finished off and the Mets won the half. The Mets seemed to have found their sea legs. They won a series for the first time in four series last week against Jupiter. And one position player to note who came over was Junior Tillian. He had a three home run game in May. First St. Lucie Met ever to have a three home run game. So that's the position player that has been helped to fill out.
Yeah, you mentioned Junior Tillian, and you're going to need more guys like Junior to help pick up the slack with Alex Ramirez and Stanley Consuegra getting moved up to Brooklyn earlier today. Who else in the lineup do you expect to maybe try and step in and take a step forward to fill that void as much as they can?
Well, Omar De Los Santos is still here, maybe surprisingly so. I think, you know, once he cuts down on his chase rate a little bit and detects pitches a little better, he'll probably be the next man up. William Lugo has done extremely well. He had a big series, including a home run yesterday and a three-hit game the night before that against Jupiter. Dominguez is still around. Justin Guerrera didn't quite stick at Brooklyn. He got a promotion pretty quickly, struggled there, but is back down here, and he's been really good since. Jack Thomas Wold is starting to come around, and Juan Loya, who did get to catch Jacob deGrom a couple of days ago, has really settled down the catching spot. So there's the cabinet's not empty.
And you mentioned Jacob deGrom. He had a chance to make a rehab start for you guys on Sunday, July 3rd. I guess you couldn't have scheduled that any better. July 4th game at Clover Park, and arguably the best pitcher in the last 15 years in baseball on the Hill. How much fun was it for you getting a chance to call deGrom's first couple innings of action? And what was it like watching him? And what was the atmosphere like at the ballpark?
It was everything you could imagine it could be. It was a wild buildup. Of course, you know, he had pitched in the backfields at Clover Park, some live batting practice, some bullpen work. So we knew something might be coming down the pipe. He pitched against Omar De Los Santos and Juan Loya on Wednesday morning, just before the St. Lucie Mets day game against Jupiter. So we knew the next step was probably a game. We just didn't know when. But the fans could sense something was coming down the pipe, and it was announced on Saturday, and the ticket sales started to go through the roof. Before the announcement, fans, you know, they're pretty savvy Mets fans, so they knew there was the possibility if you build it 5 days out. So when we got the word, of course, I think it was our most liked social media post all season when he announced the rehab start. It was a big buildup, and again, it just happened to work out perfectly. July 3rd is, or 4th, whichever home game the St. Lucie Mets have on the year, that's always the biggest game for the crowd. And so the only missing piece was the weather. Would the weather cooperate? About a 40% chance of rain. It sprinkled at noon, and the bad stuff never got to us. So nobody was put off by the weather, and DeGrom pitched. He pitched well. The gates were open at noon, so there was not a big log jam of people trying to get in to see the first inning. Everything went smoothly from that standpoint. And the way he pitched, it's crazy to say, but as expected. He faced six batters. He struck out five. He hit a batter on an 0-2 count, just a wayward pitch. I mean, it would have been a strikeout had he basically spiked it for a ball. He would have got on the next pitch. So it's crazy that it was he did that last year against Palm Beach when he rehabbed with St. Lucie in May. I think he struck out eight in a row after leadoff error and ground out, and then he strikes out five out of six. And it was quite funny moment at the end. He was scheduled to throw 25 pitches, and he got the strikeout for the second out of the second inning at 24 pitches. And Robbie Robinson, of course, under strict orders, not to rock the boat, went out and took him out of the game. And Robbie, the hometown manager who led the team to the first half title, gets booed by the Mets fans. They did not want him to leave. And also the videos we had on MILBT of, you know, Jake giving fist bumps to all the defenders on the infield who came in to wish him well. He could have been just him and the catcher all game. He didn't need any help on the defensive side. So just a tremendous night. I think at one point in time, DeGrom was a top 10 trending worldwide topic on Twitter. And, of course, we had all the photos and all the video from our TV feed out there, which is just spectacular from a St. Lucie Mets team standpoint.
There's no better feeling in minor league baseball than to see your team and your logo being smeared all over the internet for a positive thing.
Yes.
And this was certainly a positive thing last night at Clover Park. Adam McDonald, the great voice of the St. Lucie Mets, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy your stay here in Daytona, here at the Jack in Daytona Beach, but enjoy it. Thanks for the time and best of luck, buddy.
No problem. If there's a place to have an off day, this is it.
Absolutely. Coming up next year on the pregame show, we'll have starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Lil Jon.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas Pregame Show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
It is baseball time here in Daytona Beach. Justin Rock back with you here. Mets and Tortugas getting ready to play game 3 of this series. Both teams have won at least one of the first two. And let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting St. Lucie Mets, put together by their manager, Robbie Robinson. Tanner Murphy leads off in left field. Junior Tillian had two doubles last night. He'll bat second at short. Omar De Los Santos drove in the Mets only two runs last night with a fourth inning home run. He'll bat third in center. Warren Saunders, second baseman, will clean up. Justin Guerrera batting fifth at third base. Raul Berasierta, first baseman in the sixth spot. Eduardo Salazar makes his second start with the club. He'll bat seventh in right. Fernando Villalobos hit a two-run homer on Monday. He'll bat eighth as the DH. And Brady Smith, his first appearance of the series, he'll bat ninth and be behind the plate. Starting lineup for Daytona today, put together by Gookie Dawkins. Stephen Layton leads off at short. Fidel Castro, center fielder, in the number two spot. Jamal O'Quinn had a base hit last night, also had the game-winning RBI. He'll bat third in left. Jack Rogers cleans up in right. Michelle Triana, first baseman in the five spot. Austin Callahan hit his first home run of the year last night. He'll bat sixth at third base. Hayden Jones behind the plate in the seven hole. Wilfred Astudillo bats eighth as the DH. And Luis Chevalier will bat ninth at second base. Tanner Cooper on the mound for Daytona tonight. 6'2", 217 pounds, 22 years old from Farmington, New York. Cooper ready, Murphy ready. Our first pitch of the ball game is high for a ball, and we are underway at 7:06 Eastern Time. Murphy coming into the night with the Mets, just 2-for-3 on the year. All those coming last night. Murphy joined St. Lucie's roster from High A Brooklyn back on Monday. Cooper from the first base side, the 1-1, and Murphy laid on that fastball away. It is 1-2. Cooper making his 15th appearance and 9th start of the year, 4-1, a 3.38 ERA. Has one save out of the bullpen, 56 innings pitched, 53 hits allowed, 13 walks, and 55 strikeouts. The 1-2 sweeps outside. It is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Opponents hitting 241 against Cooper so far this year. 2-2. And Murphy checks his swing, did not go on appeal. It's a full count. Cooper making his second straight start, made the start against the Cardinals a week ago. Payoff pitch, and Murphy sends it towards the press level. It remains a full count. Tanner gave up just one run on two hits in four innings in that ball game. Hit a batter. Walked two, struck out five. 62 pitches, 42 strikes, and a no decision. Another payoff pitch outside for ball four. So just the 14th walk allowed by Cooper this season. And the Mets have the game's first batter aboard. One on, nobody out for the shortstop, Junior Tillian. Tillian entering the night hitting 273 in 40 games, 17 extra base hits, 7 homers, and 28 batted in. Righty batter holds his hands high above his head. And Tanner misses down and in. It is 1-0. Tillian last night, 2-for-4. Both of his hits went for extra bases, but never came around to score in the Daytona win. The 1-0. And Tillian skies one to center, waiting on it. Now back into his right. Castro will stop and make the catch at the front of that two-tone cap. One away in the top of the first inning. One up, one down for Omar De Los Santos. De Los Santos had a little bit of brouhaha last night. Hit a two-run home run. Give the Mets a 2-1 lead. Did not flip his bat until he was at first base. It landed in fair territory behind first. And that one up and in from Cooper right by the chin of De Los Santos. Gets by Jones the backstop. And right on cue, I have a feeling that one may have had a purpose. Right underneath the goatee of De Los Santos. Cooper normally very good with his command, as we said. Just 13 walks in 56 innings entering tonight. As De Los Santos takes low 2-0. But if you want to look at it from the other side, that wild pitch allowed Murphy to advance to second with what would be the go-ahead run, albeit only the first inning. And I'm sure that's not something Cooper wanted to try and help happen. 2-0. There's a strike on the outside corner. It's 2-1. And De Los Santos, as he rounded third, was drawing with Daytona's dugout. And then after Fidel Castro was hit with a pitch in the bottom of the inning, benches almost cleared. Both dugouts were warned, and that was the end of that. As this one on the inner half, De Los Santos visibly upset. It's 2-2. Hitting 277, 30 extra base hits, 10 homers, 38 RBIs, and 828 OPS. Murphy the runner at second with one out, and Cooper steps off. Defensive alignment behind Tanner tonight, left to right in the outfield, Jamal O'Gwin, Fidel Castro, and Jack Rogers. Here's Cooper's 2-2, and this one off the end of the bat into right. Racing it is Rogers. He won't get there. It'll be down in front of him for a base hit. Having to wait to see if that ball would drop is Murphy. He only advances to third. Omar De Los Santos picks up a base hit. He now has a knock in 17 of his last 18 games. And the Mets with runners at the corner is one away for the second baseman, Warren Saunders. Saunders played his first game with the Mets this year. Was 1-for-4 with a double and a strikeout last night. He's also spent time at High A and Triple A in the New York system this year. Mets trying to take an early lead tonight. Cooper ready. First pitch. And this one popped up. In the infield, Chevalier calling for it. No infield fly rule in effect. Drifting back into his right. That one swirling on him. Heavy winds out towards left field tonight. And a nice job by Chevalier backpedaling to stay with it to get the second out of the frame. So runners at the corners, two away. Now it is Justin Guerrera hitting 213 in 46 games. 33 for 155, 13 extra base hits, 6 homers. And complete the rest of the defensive alignment behind Cooper. After this first pitch of the Met third baseman. Here's his first offering. And Guerrera takes too far inside. It's 1-0. Third to first around the infield for Daytona, Austin Callahan, Stephen Layton, Luis Chevalier, and Michelle Triana, with Hayden Jones doing the catching behind the plate. 1-0. That one down. Jones throws behind the runner at first, and De Los Santos able to get back. And the count 2-0 on the Mets' third baseman. Saw Guerrera probably no less than 15 minutes ago up along the first baseline, having a dance-off with Sheldon, the Tortuga's mascot. And we're trading handstands, the 2-0. Outside for ball three. Raul Barra-Cierta, the first baseman, is on deck. Guerrera did something similar during the first homestand of the year for Daytona when they battled the Mets. Great sense of humor for last year's draft pick. As he swings away at 3-0 and comes up empty on the fastball, it's 3-1. Guerrera had an RBI base hit on Monday, 0-for-3 with a walk last night. Murphy earned a walk. He is at third. De Los Santos singled. He's at first. No score, two out, the 3-1. And Guerrera fouls it off the netting to our right, and it's a full count. So that will release De Los Santos from first base, as he is forced at second with two out. Cooper already up over 20 pitches in this first inning. Right arm dangling at his side. Payoff pitch, and Guerrera off the hands. Stays in there with a full count. Daytona did make a roster move earlier today. Reynaldo Cruz, who left with an apparent injury on Monday night, placed on the IL with a right forearm. And Cruz, who was scheduled to start on Saturday, obviously not happening. 3-2, Guerrera swings, and it's a high pop fly into shallow left. In it to his right is O'Gwin. In the shadows makes the catch, and Cooper able to get out of trouble in the first. No runs, one hit, two left. At the end of a half an inning, Mets nothing. Here come your Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and- and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Young right-hander Joel Diaz warming up on the mound for the Mets. This is the Tortuga lineup he'll face tonight. Leighton, Castro, and Oguia, the top third of the order. Rogers, Triana, Callahan, the middle. And Jones, Astudillo, and Chevalier making up 7, 8, and 9. Joe, the Mets tonight. Diaz, just 18 years old, won't turn 19 until next February. 6 feet tall, 208 pounds from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic, signed by the Mets as an international free agent just a year ago. Leighton hitting 236, 16 extra base hits, 6 homers, 21 RBIs. He'll lead off, and the first pitch from the young righty is a chest-high fastball at 93. It's 0-1. Diaz making his 6th appearance and 5th start with St. Lucie. The 0-1. And Leighton drives one left center field. This one headed to the gap, but will get down for a base hit and one hop off the Holiday Inn Resort sign. Leighton rounds first. He's on his way to second. He'll be there standing with a leadoff double. 7th two-bagger of the year for Leighton. And Daytona, 2 pitches into the bottom of the first, have a man in scoring position. Brings up Fidel Castro. Castro had his 4-game hitting streak snapped last night, but has reached in 6 straight games, hitting 235. 24 contests, 2 doubles, 4 homers, 9 RBIs. Righty against lefty. And the first pitch is a fastball strike at 93, inner corner. It is 0-1. Diaz, a 9.95 ERA entering play today, an 0-1 mark. 22 hits allowed in 12 and two-thirds innings, 6 walks, 10 strikeouts. The 0-1, that one buried in the dirt with a breaking ball. And it's even at 1-1. Been a humid day here in Daytona Beach. Clouds just now obscuring the sunlight from the diamond, cooling things off for a spell. The 1-1, and Castro tardy on the fastball. It's 1-2. 86 degrees in Daytona Beach right now. Real Phil still toasty at 96. 11-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the east-southeast. American flag at center blowing from 1-2. And Castro hits a high pop. This one will get out of play to the third base side. And it remains 1-2 on Castro. Diaz pitching for the first time since last Friday against Jupiter. No decision, gave up 2 runs on 6 hits in 3 innings. Walked 1, struck out 2. 1-2. Breaking ball, got him looking on the inside corner. Throws him on the curveball. And Castro down on strikes for the first out of the first inning. One away for Jamal O'Gwynn. Had the go-ahead bases loaded walk in the 7th last night. O'Gwynn hitting 234 in 54 games. 13 doubles, 2 homers, and 23 RBIs. Leighton the runner at second with 1 out. Diaz from the stretch. And his first pitch is taken low for ball one. Defensive alignment behind Diaz tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Tanner Murphy, Omar De Los Santos, and Eduardo Salazar. Diaz comes set below the numbers. 1-0. And O'Gwynn looks at a heater at 94 called strike. It's 1-1. Third to first around the infield, Justin Guerrera, Junior Tillian, Warren Saunders, and Raul Berasierta with Brady Smith doing the catching behind the plate. The 1-1. That one outside, throwing behind the runner at second is Smith, tagged from Saunders late. And so the count moves to 2-1. Lights have flickered on here at the stadium. No effect just yet. Although the field covered in shadows now, the 2-1. And O'Gwynn, a hard ground ball to short. Leighton breaks two-third. The throw there in plenty of time. Off on contact and a sharp ground ball right at Junior Tillian. Leads to an easy 6-5 fielder's choice. And so a man at first, two out for the right fielder, Jack Rogers. Four base running there. And now Rogers had an RBI ground rule double in the first inning last night, hitting .285 in Daytona over 35 games. 17 extra base hits, three homers, 19 batted in. Righty against lefty, and Rogers slices one in his center, coming on De Los Santos, and he'll catch the rising line drive over his left shoulder to end the inning. Jack hit it on the screws, but De Los Santos able to run it down. No runs, one hit, one left at the end of one. No score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return home for an Independence Day celebration on Monday, July 4th against the St. Lucie Mets. As part of the festivities, there'll be best dress uniforms that'll be auctioned off during the game. We'll have special games and activities, and after the final out, stick around for a tremendous patriotic firework extravaganza. After an off day on Tuesday, come hungry on Wednesday, July 6th for a Belly Buster Wednesday, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on July 7th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Arrive early on Friday, July 8th, as the first 1,000 fans at the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will wear special uniforms and stick around after the final out for a first Friday firework show. You better not pout, you better not cry on Saturday, July 9th for Christmas in July night. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the second inning, Daytona and St. Lucie still scoreless. Mets will have 6, 7, and 8 due up in the inning. Fans, a reminder, not a great game coming up tomorrow, but want to make sure you know tomorrow's game. Jacob DeGrom making a rehab start, the 9-night t-shirt giveaway, first 1,000 fans. Also have post-game fireworks. Tomorrow's game is sold out. First time in my 3 years that has happened as Berasierta takes high 1-0. Should be quite the scene here on the corner of East Orange Avenue and Jackie Robinson Way tomorrow night. As Berasierta takes high, it's 2-0. Raul coming into the night hitting at 270 in 45 games, a 2-0. Fouls it off the hands, it's 2-1. Four doubles, five homers, 10 RBIs for Raul. Did not play last night. Had a base hit and a run scored in the game on Monday. 2-1. And Cooper misses low. Draws some groans from the crowd. It's 3-1. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate. It is Garrett Griffin at a small strike zone on Monday. And Nelson Fraley on the bases. This one on the ground past the diving glove of Callahan to his left. And in a left field, a base hit. Second straight inning in which the Mets have put the leadoff man aboard. Barrasierto with the leadoff single. And the Mets one on, nobody out for Eduardo Salazar. Salazar added to the Mets roster on Monday from the Complex League. Was 0 for 2 with a couple of walks in that ballgame. Righty batter playing in right field tonight. Tanner from the stretch, and his first pitch is sweeping down and out of the zone for ball one. Salazar in the FCL was hitting 270, 10 for 37 in 11 games with a triple, a homer, and four RBIs. This one foul to the padded wall behind the plate. It's 1-1. Tortugas tonight wearing the Copa de la Diversión Paradise Green uniforms. Tortugas arched across the chest. Starts in white, fades down to powder blue. 1-1. There's a heater. 89 on the corner away. It's 1-2. Dark green piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Green numerals front and back with a powder blue border. 1-2. Struck him out swinging. Took something off at 83 for a strikeout tonight for Tanner Cooper. One away in the second inning. Brings up the designated hitter, Fernando Villalobos. Villalobos had a two-run home run in the ninth inning last, or rather Monday night against Owen Holt. 6-4, his first 30 in 12 games with the Mets. That's a 200 average. A double, two homers, three RBIs. Lefty hitter takes up and away for ball one. Cooper in Daytona tonight, white pants. Tanner has him down to his ankles. White on white Nike cleats buried into the ballpark mound. 1-0. And that one falls up and away. Count moves to 2-0. Daytona wearing the two-tone cap tonight. White front panel, powder blue back panel. Powder blue bill. And Paradise Green Sheldon Tortuga head logo on the front. As Villalobos taking a strike. 90-mile-an-hour fastball away. It's 2-1. Clouds blocking the sun up along the third base side. Relatively clear everywhere else. As not sure where that missed. Maybe a little up or down. It's 3-1. We did mention this. Eric Griffin did have a relatively small zone, comparatively speaking, on Monday. Seems to be the same tonight, the 3-1. And Villalobos swings and hits Jones on the follow-through. It's 3-2. Follow-through, the back of his bat knocked the mask off Jones's helmet. But everybody all right, and the count full. Barrasierto singled. He is at first with one out. And time called at home plate. Dimensions here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark for those who have never been. It is 317 down the left field line, 400 to straightaway center, and 325 to the pole and right. Payoff pitch is high for ball four. So Cooper issues a walk. That is his second allowed tonight. And the Mets with two on and one out for the catcher, Brady Smith. Just the fourth time all year, Cooper has walked multiple batters in a ballgame. First time he's ever done it in back-to-back appearances. And now the catcher, Brady Smith, has not played in this series. 14 games with the Mets, 5 for 41. It's a 222 average, and this one sky right. And out of play towards the Turtle's Nest, it's 0-1. Smith, two doubles, a homer, and seven RBIs. Look towards second from Tanner. The 0-1. And that darts away. Sliding to his right is Jones to reel it in. It's 1-1. Good crowd on hand here on a Thursday night. Hard to believe the only Thursday home game for Daytona this month. 1-1. Down and in 2-1. It's a very unique schedule from this point forward the rest of the way. It's hard to believe, but after Sunday, there are only four homestands remaining for Daytona this year, and one of the four, the next homestand, is just a three-gamer. This one hit on the ground, backhanded by Callahan. Steps on third, throw to first, high and over the head of Triana, and up the right field line, hitting the third Villalobos. He'll be waved around. Triana's throw to the plate, the tag by Jones, and Jones dropped the ball. Oh, the throw beat him, but Jones could not hang on to the throw as he tried to swipe the tag on Villalobos, sliding in feet first. Advancing all the way to third base is Brady Smith, and the Mets take a 1-0 second inning lead. A perfect throw by Triana, but Jones maybe a little bit too early trying to apply the tag, did not squeeze the baseball. So that'll be a fielder's choice, and then the throwing error on Callahan allows that run to score. And the first pitch to Tanner Murphy outside for ball one. Was a great backhanded play by Callahan to keep that ball in front and then get the out at third. But trying to hustle the throw to first, got too much air underneath it. As Murphy fouls it aside, it's 1-1. Triana, phenomenal job tracking it down to make a play at the plate. Could not complete the out. One-one. And Murphy takes high. And it's two balls and one strike. Murphy walked, was stranded at third last inning. Cooper already up at 44 pitches tonight. 2-1. And Murphy watches that miss low. It's 3-1. Cooper, 22 pitches in the first inning, has thrown 23 now in the second. Smith, the runner at third with two out, the 3-1. And Murphy hits a mile-high fly ball in his shallow center. Out is Chevalier, jogging in Castro. He'll make the play with two hands above his cap to end the inning. But the Mets take the lead, a run on one hit, one costly error, and one man left at the end of a inning and a half. Mets a 1-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Michelle Triana leads off for Daytona in the bottom of the second inning. Mets a 1-0 lead. His time called. As a ball got loose somewhere down the right field line. Out by the Bud bullpen. Triana to lead off. 5, 6, and 7 scheduled to bat for Daytona. And Triana out in front of an off-speed pitch away. It is 0-1. Triana at his 9-game on-base streak snapped last night. The 0-1. And this one reached for and dunked into right field for a base hit. So Michel starts a new on-base streak tonight as he's aboard with a leadoff single. Second time in as many frames, Daytona has put the leadoff base runner aboard. Brings up Austin Callahan. Smashed a solo home run that tied the game in the sixth inning last night. Austin hitting 241 in 19 games. Five doubles, a homer, and nine RBIs. Lefty batter with an open stance. Runner goes, swing and a miss. And unable to find the handle is the catcher, Smith. And Triana in safely without a play, a stolen base. Was a foul tip into the glove of Smith. And that caused him to have some trouble finding the seams. Seventh steal of the year for Michel. And now he's in scoring position with nobody out. Diaz the 0-1. Callahan sends it back. It is 0-2. Mets tonight wearing the road gray uniforms. St. Lucie in royal blue script lettering across the chest. Blue piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Blue numerals front and back with an orange border. 0-2. Callahan will advance the runner. This one off the hands to second. Charging in and a sidearm throw by Saunders in time. Advancing to third on the ground out, Triana. He's there with one away. Brings up the catcher, Hayden Jones. Jones singled and scored a run last night. Hitting 233 in 41 games. Eight doubles, four homers, 17 RBIs. Mets will bring the infield in to try and cut off that run at third. First pitch, and Jones lines one. Left center field, base hit. Triana will walk home. It's an RBI single for Hayden Jones, his 18th RBI of the year. And Daytona immediately answers. They've tied the game at one in the bottom of the second. Jones just saw a pitch he liked. Got his bat head up there and barreled it up and into left center field for an easy single. Brings up Wilfred Astudillo. Switch hitting DH tonight, hitting 239 in 28 games. First appearance for him in the series. Runner goes, swing and a miss. Throw down to second by Smith in time. Tag applied by Tillian. Great throw by Brady Smith. And Jones caught stealing 2-6 for the first out. Rather, second out of the inning. Second time Jones has been caught this year in four tries. Astudillo, seven doubles, no homers, 12 RBIs this season, the 0-1. And Diaz fires a strike. 96 on the outside. Black, it's 0-2. Daytona, a run in on two hits here in the second. The 0-2 pitch struck him out swinging. Got him on the breaking ball down and in. A rare strikeout for La Tortuguita as Daytona is retired in the second, but not before they tie the game, a run on two hits. Nobody left at the end of two, tied at one on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Tanner Cooper back to the hill. First pitch of the third inning, grounded to third. And Austin Callahan, an easy play across the diamond to retire Tillian. One pitch, one out here in the third inning. Tied at one here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Justin Rock with you here. From the Jack, Omar De Los Santos, the batter. De Los Santos, single to right, stranded at first in the opening inning. Righty against righty, first pitch. And Cooper spins a breaking ball, strike, it's 0-1. De Los Santos now with a hit in 17 of his last 18 games. There's a swing through that off-speed away, it's 0-2. The one outlier being the game against Daytona on Monday night was 0-4 in that one. This one smashed into left field. Back into his left is O'Gwynn. And he'll get there to make the catch under his chin for the second out. For Cooper in the third, brings up the second baseman, Warren Saunders. Saunders popped up to second his first time up. He is 0-1. Righty offers. And Cooper misses outside for ball one. Saunders, overall this year between his three stops now, hitting .189 in 39 games. This one hit a mile high in the air into shallow left. Waving for it with two hands is Layton, and he'll make the play with two paws right above that two-tone cap. And Tanner Cooper has his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. Mets retired in order on six pitches through two and a half. A 1-1 ball game on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. Purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today. Give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the third inning. Tortugas and Mets tied at one. Luis Chevalier, Stephen Layton, Fidel Castro. 9-1 and 2-2 up for Daytona in the inning. Chevalier, first appearance for him in this series. Switch hitter, batting left-handed. Takes up and away for ball one. Chevalier playing in his eighth game with Daytona. 2-4 his first 16. No RBIs, the 1-0. And he chases one off the outside. Half hit is 1-1. Chevalier joined Daytona's roster from the Arizona Complex League back on the 23rd of June. The 1-1 fouled over the press box. And towards the Jackie Robinson statue, it's a ball and two strikes. Chevalier acquired by the Reds as the player to be named later in a deal with the Mariners back in early June. As Luis takes outside, it's 2-2. Played some second, has played some left in his brief time with Daytona. 2-2 pitch, and Diaz has that sail high. It's a full count. Diaz, talented young arm, number 9 prospect in the Mets system, according to Baseball America. Number 10 by MLB.com, as Diaz asks for time to retie the cleats on his right foot. But Diaz was outstanding last year in the Dominican Summer League. His numbers video game-esque. It was 0-2 with a 0.55 ERA. That is outside for ball four, and Daytona has put the leadoff man aboard in all three innings tonight. Chevalier aboard here to start the inning. Back to the top of the order, and Stephen Layton double to left center his first time up. He's one for one. Diaz signed in January of last year. Had that 0.55 ERA, gave up just 29 hits at 49 in the third, 62. First pitch to Layton. And Diaz snaps a curveball in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Has not had the same level of success this year, albeit he skipped over the Florida Complex League. So you wonder how much of this is the Mets pushing Diaz a little bit this summer. Throw back to first, and Chevalier dives back. Diaz against Daytona gave up two runs back on June the 2nd. But did give up eight hits. And 3 2/3 innings, no walk, struck out two. Throw back to first, and again, Chevalier back in safely. One on, nobody out. Bottom of the third, Mets and Tortugas tied at one. Diaz, since that start against Daytona, has given up eight runs in five innings, coming into tonight with 11 hits allowed and a 14.40 ERA. As Layton takes high, it is 1-1. Smell of burgers and dogs emanating across the ballpark on this Thursday night. Bud Light Thirsty Thursday. Here at the Jack, 1-1. Layton hits a high fly ball in right. Out is the second baseman, Saunders, called off by the right fielder, Salazar, who'll make the play with one hand coming in. And there is one out in the third inning. One man aboard for Fidel Castro. Castro struck out looking his first time, 0 for 1. As we said, got sidetracked for a moment, but hard to believe that this is the only Thursday home game for Daytona in the month of July. We'll talk about how unique the schedule is for the Tortugas the rest of the way. First pitch to Fidel, missing down by the shoe tops, it's 1-0. After Sunday, Daytona, as we said, only four homestands left, and one of which, the most recent homestand upcoming, is only three games against the Cardinals after the All-Star break. 1-0. Fidel takes high, 2-0. For Daytona at home in the month. Tortugas will travel to Tampa next week for their first meeting against them this year. Come back home for those three games against the Cardinals. 2-0. And Castro swings away and punches it to the padded wall. It's 2-1. And the Tortugas will come back home. After a trip to Jupiter, runner goes. Castro swings and lifts one to left. Over towards the line to his right, Murphy in fair territory, now drifting back to his left, still in fair ground. Hovering along the edge of the warning track, makes the catch for the second out. Wind has been blowing heavily out to left field tonight, swirling a tad at times. And I think that's what gave Tanner Murphy some trouble there. Nice job to stay with it, carried all the way to the right, and then the ball at the last second swirling back towards straightaway left. And Murphy able to slide his feet and stay in front. So a runner at first, two out for Jamal O'Gwin. And a throw back to first, and Chevalier dives in safely. But yeah, Daytona will travel to Tampa, that three-game homestand against the Cardinals, then two straight weeks on the road. Righty at the belt, the pitch. And O'Gwin takes outside, it's 1-0. They'll be on the road against Jupiter, then play six. The final six games they'll play this year against the Mets. It's hard to believe Daytona still hasn't played at Jupiter this year, a team in their division. Hammerheads have already come to the Jack for the final time in 2022. 1-0. And O'Gwin takes outside, it's a two-ball, no strikes count. One on, two out. Bottom of the third, tied at one. But then Daytona, that's what makes it weird, though. Road, and they're at home for two straight weeks against Lakeland and Clearwater from August 9th through the 22nd, or 21st. 2-0. This one fouled behind the catcher. It's 2-1. And then they're back on the road again for two straight weeks from the end of August until early September, both weeks at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And then they come back home for one last homestand against Tampa to close out the regular season, September 6th through the 11th. So a unique closeout to the season for Daytona. 2-1. Hit in the air, right field side, long run to his left for Salazar, but this one landing in the Bud bullpen. And it's 2-2. Got to pay attention when you're out there. Someone came up with that baseball. You can see the visible roar of the crowd out there down the line. I don't know if we'll ever see the Bud bullpen as crowded as we will pregame tomorrow night while Jacob deGrom is warming up. Throw over to first. And Chevalier dives back on the other end of the coin there. Whoever is in the Bud bullpen tomorrow night watching DeGrom warming up might get the best view of a DeGrom bullpen any fan has ever got anywhere. Runner goes again, 2-2, down and away. Throw down by Smith. The tag applied by Saunders. Great throw again by Brady Smith. Chevalier tagged out, trying to get to the outside part of the square. Second caught stealing for Brady Smith tonight. And Daytona is retired in the third. No runs, no hits, nobody left on the caught stealing at the end of three. Still tied at one on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the fourth inning, Mets and Tortugas tied at one. Justin Rock with you here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Fans need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas, as Justin Guerrera out in front of the off-speed. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. 0-1 fouled over the press box. It's 0-2. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard across the FSL here in this fourth inning. 0-2, and Guerrero watches that miss low. It is one ball and two strikes. Full slate of games in the league today to a degree. We'll explain. 1-1, and this one hit high into center. Jogging in it to his right, Castro now back a few steps, and he'll use two hands to squeeze it. Leadoff man retired here in the fourth. Base is empty, one out. The reason I say there is a caveat there is that Tampa and Fort Myers were supposed to play a doubleheader today. They were rained out last night. Were able to get through a game on Monday. As this one back into his left, Castro, he's camped underneath it and will make the play with ease. Garcia to retired on one pitch, two outs. But one of those two games has been postponed. They'll try and make it up tomorrow with a doubleheader. The single game has still not started yet. It was supposed to start almost 4 hours ago at 4 o'clock Eastern time at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Eduardo Salazar, the batter, and he's out in front 0-1. And it led to one of the funniest tweets I've seen from the Fort Myers Twitter account. Shout out to John Vittis, the great play-by-play voice of the Mighty Muscles, as Salazar swings and misses. It's 0-2. Righty sets the 0-2 pitch, and Salazar flips this one into left field. And this one will get down in front of O'Gwynn, a base hit. Eduardo Salazar's first full season base hit. First hit with St. Lucie. And the Mets have a two-out base runner for the DH, Fernando Villalobos. Walked and scored on an error back in the second. Ends a streak. Seven batters retired in a row. Well, the tweet from Fort Myers, only reason I knew it came out was because Adam McDonald, the Mets play-by-play voice in the booth to our left, was cracking up when he read it. Is that out of play to our left? It's 0-1. 3 hours ago, Fort Myers tweeted, here's what we know about today's weather delay in Tampa. It's been an hour. No rain has fallen and the sky is clearing up. The lightning warning in the stadium has ended and the tarp is still on the field as this one fouled off the mask of Jones, actually knocks the mask off his face. And the count 0-2. Home plate umpire Garrett Griffin will throw the ball back to Cooper to give Hayden some time to recuperate. But that tweet was it's minor league baseball in a nutshell there sometimes. I don't know what in the world the weather was there between when that tweet was sent about 3 hours ago and now, in which they are scheduled to start at 8 o'clock. But must have been quite the scene in Tampa earlier. That's where Daytona will be next week. So hopefully we'll avoid the 4 to 5 hour rain delays next week on the road. Runner leads off first, the 0-2. This one tapped off the end of the bat to first, fielded by Triana to his right, underhand shovel to Cooper over to cover, and the side is retired. No runs, one hit, one left at the end of 3.5. Mets and Tortugas tied at 1 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning, top of the 8 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here from the Jack. Joel Diaz, 18-year-old righty, back to work. And his first pitch to Jamal O'Gwynn, taken for a strike. It is 0-1. O'Gwynn grounded into a fielder's choice his first time. He is 0-1, and Rodgers will follow him. Triana next. As that one misses, it is one ball and one strike. Mix of clear sky and clouds here at the Jack at the moment. As that 1-1 bounces, it's 2-1. Got a squall of very dark, ominous clouds stretched from the Orange Gate all the way down towards the Magnolia Gate. Up along the third base line, the 2-1. This one sharply smacked up the middle. Backhanded at second behind the bag by Saunders. And from the center field turf makes the play on first for the first out. Mets well positioned there. One away in the fourth inning for Jack Rogers. Lined out sharply to center in the first. But then you look out towards center field and right field, and it is just clear sky. Blue skies of above and really no semblance of clouds to be seen. So it makes for an interesting makeup when you look skyward here in Daytona tonight as Rogers takes up and away for ball one. So taking that look around the FSL. 1-0. Rogers fights it off the hands left side. This one will end out by the Tortuga bullpen. It's 1-1. Mentioned the chaos going on in Tampa today. Tarpons and Mighty Muscles supposed to start 4 o'clock. Finally got underway at 7:57 tonight. They still have a doubleheader to play tomorrow as Rogers takes down and away. It's 2-1. Yon Castro for Tampa and Jalen Nowlin on the mound for the Mighty Muscles. Elsewhere, every other game is now the 2-1 to Jack. And Rogers gets it off the handle. Back towards East Orange Avenue, it's 2-2. Jupiter and Palm Beach, the furthest game along, top of the seventh. Hammerheads a 2-1 lead on the Cardinals. As Rogers strikes out on the off-speed, changeup down. And Diaz picks up his third strikeout of the night. Two away in the fourth inning. Brings up Michelle Triana. Single to right, scored on the Jones base hit back in the second. Now Carlos Santiago, solo home run for Jupiter, his second of the year as Triana takes a called strike. Both teams into their bullpens tonight at Roger Dean. 0-1. Triana hits it well, but very foul out beyond the Tortugas clubhouse. And off towards the Halifax River, it's 0-2. Top of the sixth in Dunedin. Clearwater a 4-3 lead on the Blue Jays as Triana watches that bounce off the plate. It's 1-2. Marcus Lee Sang, a 3-run home run for the Threshers, his eighth. Amel Brazoban, 2-run homer for Dunedin, his third. Triana takes up and away, 2-2. Blue Jays already into their bullpen. Gabriel Cotto getting the start for the Threshers tonight. Nick Maton, 1-for-3 there with an RBI as part of a rehab assignment for Clearwater as Triana breaks his bat. Flair right center field. No one's going to get there in time. Big hop in front of De Los Santos. And Triana 2-for-2 with a pair of singles tonight. So the inning continues. Brings up the third baseman, Austin Callahan. Callahan, ground ball to second, his first time 0-for-1. Only other game going on in the circuit right now is over in Lakeland. The Tigers a 4-2 lead on Bradenton. Lefty batter, righty pitcher in the first pitch to Austin, down and in for ball one. Already three RBIs in that game for Lazaro Benitez of Lakeland. Rodolfo Nolasco, a solo home run for the Marauders, his seventh. 1-0. And Callahan takes outside with the heat. It's 2-0. Bradenton already into their bullpen. Nick Davila making the start for the Flying Tigers this evening. Triana at first, two away. Tie game at one in the bottom of the fourth. Diaz the 2-0. And Callahan gets it off the end of the bat. Souvenir. It is 2-1. Look at the second half standings. Cardinals entered play today. Game and a half up for the best record in the league at 9-2. Four up on the Mets, who are in second place. Daytona 4-7 in the half entering tonight. Tied for third with Jupiter, five games back. Throw over to first and Triana in safely. In the West, Dunedin and Tampa entered play today, tied for first with matching 7-3 records. Lakeland a game back in third at 6-4. Bradenton a game and a half back at 6-5. Runner goes at 2-1. Pitch is a called strike, throw down by Smith, and he's caught another. Oh, no! The throw beat him, and Triana is safe. Able to get around the tag to the center field side of the square. Count is 2-2 on Callahan. Second stolen base tonight for Triana. His eighth of the season. And Junior Tillian still has this perplexed look on his face, wondering where it all went wrong. So Daytona with a man in scoring position. And a 2-2 pitch coming. The break even from and grabs enough to stay alive. Mets a run on three hits tonight. No errors, they have left four. The Mets a run on seven hits. Or rather, Mets have a run on three hits. No errors, they have left four. Daytona a run on four hits. An error, they have left one. 2-2. Callahan fights one into right center field. That one's going to split the gap and give Daytona the lead. One hop off the Vision HR signage. Scoring is Triana. Callahan was thinking about three. Will slam on the brakes. He'll stop with an RBI double. Austin Callahan delivers a run. His sixth double of the year, his 10th RBI, and Daytona takes their first lead of the night. It is 2-1. So Triana's two-out base hit and ability to avoid the tag on the steal allows the inning to continue, and Daytona to take the lead. Brings up the catcher, Hayden Jones. RBI base hit to left center his last time up. Tied the game at one in the second. Callahan leads off of second. First pitch from the 18-year-old outside for ball one. Diaz up at 60 pitches here tonight. Season high for him is 70, coming against Daytona back in June. 1-0 to Jones. He grabs that one off the bottom of the bat. It is one ball and one strike. Daytona a run in on back-to-back two-out base hits. 1-1. Jones over the top of a curveball. And Diaz ahead in the count, 1-2. Wilfred Astudillo, designated hitter tonight, is on deck. Righty comes set. The 1-2. Jones, a little nubber off the end of the bat, a foul ball. And it stays out of ball and two strikes. Mets do have a righty up throwing in their bullpen. 1-2. And he got Jones swinging. Slow arcing snapdragon. And Diaz, his second strikeout of the frame, his fourth of the night. Strands a man in scoring position, but Daytona picks up a run on two hits. And one man left at the end of four. Daytona a 2-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172.com.
Brady Smith to lead off for the Mets here in the top of the fifth inning. Daytona a 2-1 lead. 9-1 and 2 due up for St. Lucie. And Brady Smith takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Smith, Murphy, and Tillian, the three scheduled to bat in the inning. The 0-1 fouled back. It's 0-2. Smith grounded into a fielder's choice his first time up. A throwing error on that play allowed the Mets to score their only run. Smith signed by the Mets earlier this year. Started the season in the Rangers organization. Played 11 games with the Down East Wood Ducks in the Carolina League before being released and latching on with New York as Smith takes low. It is 1-2. Cooper out for his fifth inning of work tonight. 1-2 pitch, struck him out swinging. Slow arcing breaking ball. Tanner Cooper, just his second strikeout tonight. Leadoff man retired in the fifth. Brings up the left fielder Tanner Murphy. Murphy has walked and fly to center tonight, 0-1. Righty's first pitch. And Cooper misses low for ball one. Major League Baseball announced the rosters for the All-Star Futures game today. That one is high. And the count 2-0. Two Tortuga alums named to the game coming up in a couple of weeks as Murphy takes a fastball strike. It's 2-1. Game will be played on July the 16th at Dodger Stadium. Ellie De La Cruz and Andrew Abbott, two members of last year's Daytona squad, being chosen for the game. As that outside. Mets will only have one representative. This one hit in the air to center. Back into his left, Castro. By the warning track, reaches out over his shoulder and makes the catch. That ball just kept on carrying and carrying and carrying out to center. And Castro stayed in lockstep with it. And makes the play, reaching out in front of the wall. Two down. Now it is the shortstop, Junior Tillian, 0-2. Ground ball to third base and a fly ball to center. Action in Daytona's bullpen down the line as Tillian takes outside for ball one. Mets only have one representative in the game, and that's one of the best prospects in baseball. A 2021 St. Lucie Met, Francisco Alvarez. That one high, 2-0. Played here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in the opening series of last year. 2-0. This one out of play to the right. It's 2-1. There's another St. Lucie Met alum that'll be playing in the game, but he's not in the organization anymore. That is outfielder Pete Crow Armstrong, who went from the Mets to the Cubs in the Javi Baez trade last year. 2-1. Late swing out of play to the right. It's 2-2. Crow Armstrong missed the entirety of last year after in Daytona's home opener in the rain tried to barrel roll around a tag at third base and injured his shoulder. Fouled again out of play, stays 2-2. PCA never played again for the Mets organization. His next game wasn't until this year with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Bases empty, two out, the 2-2 pitch. Tillian pops one in the air right field. In it towards the line is Rogers. He's camped under it. He'll make the catch. to end the inning. Well, with these ominous clouds peering in from the third base side, it is official ball game. Now, as we have completed four and a half with Daytona in the lead. No runs, no hits, nobody left at the end of four and a half. Daytona, a 2-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and, of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Jackie Robinson Ballpark singing along to some Whitney Houston as we move to the bottom of the fifth inning. Daytona a 2-1 lead. Called the bullpen for the Mets. It is the right-hander Rayson Santos who will take over for Joel Diaz tonight. Santos, 6 feet tall, 231 pounds, 23 years old, from Boni in the Dominican Republic. Signed by the Mets as an international free agent back in 2018. He'll face off against 8-9-1 in the Daytona order. Astudillo, Chevalier, and Layton. Astudillo will bat from the left-hand side with the righty on the hill. Santos works from the third base side. And his first pitch fastball pours in at 94, misses in. It is 1-0. Astudillo struck out his first time, 0-1 tonight. Santos, his fifth appearance back with St. Lucie. No record, a 5.4 ERA. 1-0. And Astudillo hits one sky high, third base side. Smith and Guerrero over. Smith calling for it, backpedaling in fair ground. Straddling the line, makes the catch over his head for the first out. Not an easy play at all from Brady Smith. A good stick-tuitiveness from the Met catcher. Brings up Luis Chevalier. Walked and was caught stealing in the third. But Santos, five innings, two walks, and four strikeouts with St. Lucie this year. Chevalier batting left-handed against the righty, and an awkward hack threw that fastball in. It's 0-1. Daytona has action down the left field line. Tanner Cooper up at his five-inning total tonight. Chevalier shows bunt, lays it down beautifully third base side, but has too much spin towards the third base dugout. Foul ball. It's 0-2. The third baseman Guerrero backing off the line. Not a bad move from Chevalier. Just couldn't keep it straight. Hunter Parks, the righty, up and throwing for Daytona. Guerrero playing in and off the line at third. The 0-2 from Santos. Now on skips in front of the plate. And Chevalier lays off. It's 1-2. Santos made 16 appearances with the Brooklyn Cyclones before joining St. Lucie's roster at a 7.79 ERA there. Walk 19, struck out just 12 and 17 in the third innings. 1-2. And Chevalier fouls it to the mesh netting. We'll do it again. Last year, Santos spent the majority of his time in this league with St. Lucie. Had a 3-2 record and a 5.09 ERA and 9 saves. Also struggled after promotion to Brooklyn at the end of the season. as Chevalier swings late through a fastball at 93. Grayson Santos with his first strikeout tonight. Two out in the fifth and back to the top of the order in Stephen Layton. Layton doubled and was thrown out on the bases in the first. Flied out to right, his last at-bat in the third. Final line for the Mets starter, Joel Diaz, four innings. Two runs on five hits as Layton nearly gets plunked with a breaking ball in. Count 1-0. Four innings pitched, matching a season high for Diaz. Walked one, struck out four. 64 pitches and 42 strikes. 1-0. And Layton sends one toward the right-hand side. Out of play, it's one ball and one strike. Dark clouds hanging towards the third base side. Clear skies off towards the first baseline. 2-1 Daytona, bases empty in the fifth. And Layton over the top there at 84. It is a ball and two strikes. This game's rosters. 1-2. And Layton grabs a piece towards the third base dugout. Remain 2-2. Zach Veen, the Colorado Rockies, was the number 9 overall pick in 2020. To Spruce Creek High School, just 15 minutes away in Port Orange. Also named for the National League roster for the Futures game. So Volusia County will be well represented, both by the Tortugas and some local products as well, as Layton takes low. It's 2-2. Two-two pitch. Layton off the hand, soft ground ball to short. Tough play, charging in for Tillian. Overhand throw on the move. And a great play gets Layton for the final out of the fifth inning. Not an easy play at all for Junior Tillian, but able to get the hustling Layton chugging up the first baseline. Santos retires Daytona on 13 pitches. Here comes Hunter Parks. Daytona a 2-1 lead after five on the Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return home for an Independence Day celebration on Monday, July 4th against the St. Lucie Mets. As part of the festivities, there'll be best dress uniforms that'll be auctioned off during the game. We'll have special games and activities, and after the final out, stick around for a tremendous patriotic firework extravaganza. After an off day on Tuesday, come hungry on Wednesday, July 6th for a Belly Buster Wednesday, presented by Marco's Pizza with all you can eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on July 7th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Arrive early on Friday, July 8th, as the first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will wear special uniforms and stick around after the final out for a first Friday firework show. You better not pout, you better not cry on Saturday, July 9th for Christmas in July night. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases, presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-25. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Omar De Los Santos to lead off against Hunter Parks. New arm in the game for Daytona in the sixth inning. First pitch swinging, a high pop fly. Shallow right, out is Chevalier in his Rogers calling for it. And over his right shoulder makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Hunter Parks in the sixth inning. Daytona still in front, 2-1. Brings up Warren Saunders over two. A pop up to short, a pop up to second. Parks standing at 6'2", 194 pounds. 21 years old from York, South Carolina. Reds' eighth round pick last year out of Florence Darlington Technical College in Florence, South Carolina. First pitch to Saunders, too far inside with a breaking ball. It is 1-0. Parks making his 15th appearance, sixth in relief tonight. 2-2, a 4.15 ERA as that breaking ball misses low. It is 2-0. Parks, one save, 44 hits in 47 and two-thirds innings, 22 walks and 54 strikeouts, 2-0. And Saunders swings over the top of a breaking ball. Parks ahead, 2-1. Parks started last Friday night against the Cardinals. This is a broken back ground ball to short. Charging in is Leighton, sidearm throw on the move. And plenty of time to get the hustle. Parks had his start cut short due to a lightning delay in the second inning. Parks, two innings, gave up three runs on two hits, walked two, struck out one. Suffering the loss in that ball game. Now it's Justin Guerrera. Fly ball to left, fly ball to center tonight, 0 for 2. Final line for Daytona starter Tanner Cooper tonight. He was excellent. First pitch. And Guerrera, a hack and a miss at a slider. It's 0-1. Cooper, five innings, one unearned run on three hits. Two walks, two strikeouts. Did throw a wild pitch as Guerrera swings through another slider, 0-2. Cooper, 78 pitches and 47 strikes, leaves the pitcher of record on the winning side, the 0-2. And that fastball high at 96. It is one ball and two strikes. Bases empty, two out. Daytona in front by a run. The 1-2 pitch, and that breaking ball misses just over the head of Guerrera. Wasn't what Parks was trying to do. It's 2-2. Righty ready. 2-2 pitch outside for ball three. Raul Berasierta, first baseman, is on deck. Payoff pitch from Parks. Struck him out on the slider. Filthy one on a payoff pitch. And Parks strikes out Guerrera to close out an 11 pitch. 1-2-3, top half of the sixth. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, bottom of the sixth inning we go. Daytona a 2-1 lead here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Hawaiian Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, rolling hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Grayson Santos out for his second inning of relief as he moved to the bottom of the sixth inning. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Daytona a 2-1 lead. Fidel Castro, Jamal O'Gwin, Jack Rogers, the 3-2 up in the inning. And Castro fouls the first pitch back. It is 0-1. Castro has struck out and fly to left tonight. He is 0 for 2. Mets have action in their right field bullpen. Righty is starting to loosen. The 0-1. Castro takes down and in. It is one ball and one strike. Take a look across the Reds affiliates here on this Thursday night. Busy slate of games, starting with the big league club. He's playing a doubleheader today at home against the Pirates. 1-1. And Fidel takes a called strike. Fastball. Pirates took game one 4-2. Donovan Solano hit a solo home run, his first as a member of the Reds. 1-2. Santos misses high and away. Even at 2-2. Jonathan India back in the lineup today. He's 2-for-4 with a double in game one. Albert Almora Jr. also in the starting lineup among Daytona alums. Nick Sanzel came on as a pinch hitter. 2-2. And this one out of play towards the third base bleachers. We'll do it again. Jared Solomon was added to the Reds roster today. Tortuga alum as the extra man for the doubleheader. There was scoreless ninth inning, struck out a couple of batters. 2-2 pitch. Castro reaches down and taps one to first. Fielded to the right by Barrasierta. Underhand flip to Santos covering the bag. And Castro retired for the first out of the sixth inning. Now it's Jamal O'Gwynn. Ground ball to second, his last time 0-for-2. Game two going on right now at Great American Ballpark. Pirates a 1-0 lead. Bryce Wilson against the Reds bullpen game. Cincinnati's already used three different arms. Former Daytona Cub Dan Vogelback has brought in the only run of game two with an RBI double for the Pirates as O'Gwynn takes a called strike. Jonathan India in the game two lineup along with Nick Sanzel, the Daytona alums. The 0-1, and Jamal takes outside. One ball and one strike. Bases empty, one out. Daytona a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the 1-1. O'Gwynn thought about it. Did he go on appeal? No, he did not, says Nelson Fraley. And it's 2-1. Triple-A Louisville at home tonight against the St. Paul Saints. They lead 3-1 in the top of the fourth against the Twins affiliate. Home run is third. The 2-1. Down and in. And O'Gwynn in the driver's seat. Three balls and a strike. Alejo Lopez. Jose Barrero. Stuart Fairchild. Lorenzo Cedrola. TJ Friedel. The Daytona alums in the lineup. Tyler Stevenson, another alum, as part of a rehab assignment. 1-for-2. Batting second behind the plate as O'Gwynn out in front of the off-speed. It's a full count. Randy Wynn making the start for the Bats in that one tonight. Former Daytona Cubs Elliot Soto and John Andreoli in the St. Paul lineup against them tonight. Santos the payoff pitch, and O'Gwynn hits one on the ground, third base side. And a couple of Tortuga players fight over the foul ball over by the auxiliary bench. Looked like... Let's say that was maybe Jose Franco and Stephen Layton about ready to duke it out for that baseball. Whatever you got to do to keep yourself entertained and having fun on the bench during a game. Tortugas generally are never short for those kinds of moments. Another 3-2 pitch on its way. And O'Gwynn strokes one hard and through in his center field, a base hit. To the left of the shortstop, Tillian. Jamal O'Gwynn with his first hit of the night. And Daytona, a one-out base runner in the sixth. Now it is the right fielder, Jack Rogers. Struck out his last time, has also lined out sharply to center. Jace Beck, 22-year-old righty, up and throwing down the line for the Mets. Righty against lefty. And the first pitch, Jack swings over the top of an 11-5 breaking slider. It is 0-1. on the road against the Rocket City Trash Pandas, Angels affiliate. They have a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth on a 2-run Michael De Leon home run. The 0-1 from Santos, and Rogers pounds it on the ground wide of first. It's 0-2. Alex McGarry, Ivan Johnson, the Daytona alums in the AA lineup tonight. Connor Phillips, one of his first starts back up at AA. Hasn't allowed a run, but has walked four and struck out three so far tonight. Throw over to first. Dan O'Gwynn dives back safely. High A Dayton playing a doubleheader today against the West Michigan Whitecaps. Tigers Farm Club. The 0-2. And Jack takes high with a fastball. 95 on the gun. It's 1-2. West Michigan took game one by a final of 7-3. Ellie De La Cruz, named to the Futures game today, hit two more home runs. Couple of solo shots, his 16th and 17th of the year. 1-2 outside. It's 2-2. Justice Thompson, Daniel Veoheen, Austin Hendrick, Tyler Callahan, Jose Torres, Garrett Wolforth, Ashton Creel. Making up the alumni in the lineup in game one, Miguel Medrano made the start. Jake Gozo came on in relief. The 2-2, and Rogers strikes out swinging. Fastball high and tight at 92. And Santos picks up his second strikeout, two away in the sixth inning. Man at first for Michelle Triano, who has singled twice and scored both of Daytona's runs. Beck appears to be ready in the right field bullpen. Santos up over 30 pitches now. And it appears that Robbie Robinson will stroll out of the first base dugout and take the ball from the righty. And one, two out, bottom of the sixth, Daytona, a 2-1 lead will be Beck against Triano when we come back. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Jace Beck, the new arm in the game for the Mets, with a man at first and two out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Daytona a 2-1 lead. Beck, 6'7", 231 pounds, 22 years old, from Tuttle, Oklahoma. Was the Mets' 22nd round pick back in 2019. Beck making his fifth appearance in St. Lucie. No record, has not allowed a run, one save, two hits in four innings. Two walks and three strikeouts. And a pitch clock violation called on Triana. Said he wasn't ready in the box. And now time called by Triana. The Daytona dugout with some words for. So Beck has a strike before he even throws a pitch. Here's his 0-1. Outside, it is 1-1. Triana, a couple singles, a pair of stolen bases, and has scored both of Daytona's runs tonight. Beck last pitched against the Cardinals back on June the 21st. Wind picking up, switching directions from left to right, the 1-1. And there's a strike in her half. It's 1-2 through the third of an inning in that ball game, through just two pitches. Has not faced, actually didn't even credit him as facing one batter for an at-bat. Has faced a grand total of officially one batter in his last two appearances dating back to June the 18th. Check swing didn't go on appeal. It's 2-2. Clearly, injuries have been an issue for Beck. This is first appearance. Throw over to first. And Alguin back safely. First appearance for him in 16 days. Two and two on Triano. Men at first, two out. A break-even pitch. Triano off the hands to second. Coming in on it is Saunders. And he'll make the easy play on the first to end the inning. For Daytona, no runs, a hit, one man left at the end of six. Still 2-1 Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in a brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. Winnington Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the seventh inning, Mets trailing your Tortugas 2-1. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. As Raul Barra-Sierta takes outside, reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T. Buslines.com, 1-0, way outside of the backstop. And it's two balls and no strikes. Quarter to nine here in the East. Mets a run on three hits, no errors. They have left four. Daytona, two runs, six hits. One error, they have left three. The 2-0. And that ball spins into the zone for a strike. Barra-Sierta is hopping out of the box and muttering to himself as he gets back in. 2-1. This one inside, hopping out of the way again. It's 3-1. Barra-Sierta, Salazar, and Villalobos. Righty, righty, lefty. 2-2, and this one hit in the air to deep right. Back into his right, Rogers, long run, looking up, and it's gone. We mentioned it in the bottom of the sixth inning that the wind has changed directions, was howling out to left for the first 5.5 frames tonight. Changed going it to left to right in the bottom of the sixth, and Barra-Sierta takes advantage of exactly that. Sends one out just beyond the right field fence. Barra-Sierta's sixth home run of the year, is 11th RBI, ties the game at two. 103 miles an hour, just out of the ballpark at 399 feet. And just like that, this game is even. And now Eduardo Salazar fouls it back. I was going to say Fernando Villalobos homered in his last game in this series on Monday. Figured that would benefit the left-handed batter, but Berrocierta goes to the opposite field to tie the score. The 0-1. Down and away, it is 1-1. So Parks will be charged with a blown save tonight. 1-1. Fastball missing away, 2-1. Final line for the Mets reliever, Rayson Santos, an inning and 2/3. No runs, a hit, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. 31 pitches, 20 strikes as this one off the hands, and Salazar catches Jones on the follow-through. And it caught him on the left shoulder. And it's 2-2 on the Mets right fielder. Jones has been beat up quite a bit in this series on swings and the like. The 2-2 up and in for ball three. Parks has struggled a bit his last four outings coming into today. At a 7.9 ERA in those four appearances. Righty deals, and now we get Salazar swinging. Down and away at 78. And one away in the seventh for Fernando Villalobos. Great crowd on hand tonight. 1,919 in attendance here for this Thirsty Thursday. As the lefty swinging Villalobos takes a fastball strike, it's 0-1. Has walked and grounded out tonight. The Parks' command has not been as good in those last four outings. There's a strike atop the zone, 0-2, had walked 9 in 13 2/3 innings over those last four outings. What makes it interesting is the previous four outings before that, Parks was sublime. From May 17th to June the 5th, 16 innings, gave up 3 runs, walked just 1, and struck out 18. Is that one low, 1-2? But Parks, as we mentioned before, played a lot of infield in addition to pitching some in high school. As that breaking ball hops before the plate, it's 2-2. So this has been as many innings pitched as he's thrown in a year in his life, I'm sure, at least on the consistent basis in which he has thrown. 2-2. That high for ball three. You wonder how much of that impacts Parks as we reach the middle point of this season. 3-2. Up and away for ball four. He lost him. First walk allowed tonight for Parks. And the Mets have the go-ahead run on with one out for the catcher, Brady Smith. Fielder's choice to third, and a strikeout tonight. He is 0-2. Parks, another player who's had interesting splits between the rotation and bullpen this year as well, as that one outside is Smith, 1-0. Seen quite volatile splits between starting and relieving. Sometimes it's one way, sometimes it's the other, the 1-0. This one gets away from Jones outside. And a second with a go-ahead run goes Villalobos on the wild pitch. Mark struggling with his command tonight, just 13 of his 30 pitches in the zone. Parks has been better as a starter than a reliever. ERA about a run and a half better in a starting role. 12 walks, 40 strikeouts in 34 innings and 9 starts. 10 walks, 14 strikeouts in 13 2/3 innings out of the bullpen. Todd Naskadov out of the third base dugout to talk with Parks. Mets a run in on the Berrocierta home run. Have a man at second with one out on a walk and a hit by pitch. Or a walk and a wild pitch, I should say. Naskadov has said what he needs to and will retreat back to the first base, or rather third base dugout. Looks like the Mets are going to bring on a pinch runner here. Carlos Dominguez has come out of the first base dugout. He will run for Fernando Villalobos as the go-ahead run in the seventh. No need to worry about where the positions will go in the bottom of the inning, as he'll run for the DH. So Dominguez will take over in the eighth spot in the Mets order. The 2-0 count and the game tied at two. 2-0 pitch. That one inside and low. And the count 3-0. Top of the lineup in Tanner Murphy waiting on deck. Never closed out that look or wrapping up board as there's a 3-0 strike. It's 3-1. Game two of that doubleheader between Dayton and West Michigan. Dragons a 1-0 lead on a Quinn Cotton leadoff home run. Christian Roa making the start as this one tapped up the first baseline. It's a full count. Ellie De La Cruz, Ruben Ibarra, Justice Thompson, Jose Torres, Ashton Creel, the other Daytona alums in the lineup. Arizona Complex League Reds will get underway rather shortly, taking on the ACL Brewers Blue Team. ACL Reds 16-6 on the year. Braylon Minier leading off and playing second base. As Smith strikes out swinging. Off speed at 76, and Parks battles back from behind in the count 3-0 to pick up the strikeout. That's his third tonight. Two away in the seventh for Tanner Murphy. Murphy has walked and flied to center twice, 0 for 2. Sebastian Almonte also in the lineup for the ACL club tonight. He's playing first base as Murphy takes a strike away. It's 0-1. Daytona will have 6, 7, and 8 against the Mets bullpen in the bottom of the inning. A righty up and throwing. Looks to be Saul Gonzalez. The 0-1. And that fastball runs high. It's 1-1. Ben Walmsley, 17-year-old left-hander from Australia, make the start for the ACL Reds tonight. 1-1 pitch outside and low. Nice backhand by Jones. Keep the runner where he is. It's 2-1. The only other game on the schedule, Dominican Summer League Reds had their game against the Diamondbacks Red Team postponed today due to rain. Man at second, two out, and a 2-1 count on Tanner Murphy. Parks offers, and that sweeps low. It is 3-1. Parks throwing 27 pitches here in this seventh inning. 3-1. Outside for ball four, and Murphy draws a walk. Second walk for Parks in the inning. And the Mets with 2-on, 2-out for the always dangerous junior Tillian. Tillian 0 for 3 tonight. Flied out to ride his last time in the sixth. That was also against Parks. Tillian entering play tonight on a six-game hitting streak dating back to June the 28th. As this one hit down the right field line, spinning foul. And on the roof of the Bud bullpen, it is 0-1. Tillian 8 for 23 during the six-game hitting streak entering tonight. Four of those eight hits have been doubles. Also has two RBIs in that span. That's a .348 average. He's also picked up a base hit in eight of his last 10 games coming into tonight. Dominguez, the pinch runner at second. Murphy walked. He is at first. And Tillian swings away and fouls it aside. It's 0-2. Omar De Los Santos, the center fielder, is on deck. Parks trying to keep this game tied. The 0-2. And that misses up and in. A breaking ball that didn't break. Count moves to a ball and two strikes. Wind still howling out to right. A pitch. Slider on the inside corner and Tillian down looking. Hunter Park strikes out the side in the seventh. But the Mets get a leadoff home run from Raul Barrasierta and strand a couple of men aboard. Time to get up and stretch here from the Jack. We're tied at two on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the nights. Have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
The seventh inning, call to the bullpen for the Mets. It is the right-hander Saul Gonzalez who has come on to replace the righty Jace Peck. Austin Callahan to lead off, and he takes low for ball one. Callahan, Jones, Astudillo, 6-7 and 8 in Daytona's order due up. As time called for Gonzalez to ask the catcher Smith to come out to the mound to have a chat. Gonzalez, 6'6", 288 pounds, will turn 23 in December from Sidra in Puerto Rico, 23rd round pick of the Mets back in 2018. Gonzalez, 8th out of the bullpen, 1-0, a 1.72 ERA, 10 hits in 15 and two-thirds innings, 5 walks and 21 strikeouts, a 192 opponent average, a 1-0. And Callahan takes a strike at 94, chest high, it's 1-1. Gonzalez, his second year with St. Lucie, pitching for the first time since last Friday. Six up, six down, and two spotless innings, struck out three. The 1-1, down and in. Two balls and one strike. Has made one appearance against Daytona this year, that was back on June the 2nd. Struck out the side in order on 12 pitches. The 2-1 Austin, swing and a foul tip into the glove of Smith. It's even at 2-2. Final line for the reliever, Jace Peck, a third of an inning through four pitches and two strikes. And this one off the hands and away from the shift into left field, a base hit. Third baseman was playing way off the line. Murphy quickly fires in to hold Callahan to a single. But a seeing eye base hit from Austin, and Daytona has the leadoff man aboard to start the seventh inning. Second hit tonight for Callahan, who had produced the 2-1 lead for Daytona on an RBI double in the fourth. Brings up the catcher, Hayden Jones. Jones, an RBI single tonight, has also struck out. He is 1-for-2. Gonzalez, those gray pant legs hiked up just below the knees. And the first pitch to Hayden, up and away for ball one. Bright blue socks emanating from the blue and white cleats. Gonzalez holds that glove underneath his chin as he gets the sign. Now the 1-0. And Jones, a broken back ground ball to first, picked up by Barrasierta, and he'll just step on the bag. Won't try and risk the throw on his second base as Callahan advances in a scoring position. Now it is La Tortuguita. Wilfred Astudillo has struck out and fouled out to the catcher 0-2 tonight. Astudillo acquired by the Reds from the Mets back in the winter of 2020, claimed in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft. Switch hitter batting left-handed, and the first pitch is a called strike. Fastball away at 90, it's 0-1. Temperature has cooled down some here in Daytona, now 83 degrees. Real feel at 92. The 0-1. And that one up and away. It is even, one ball and one strike. We mentioned the futures game earlier today. Ellie De La Cruz being named along with Andrew Abbott, a couple of Daytona alums. As Astudillo takes a strike at the bottom of the zone, it's 1-2. A couple of former St. Lucie Mets in the game as well. The managers will be Mike Socia and Jimmy Rollins. Rollins for the AL. Socia for the NL as Astudillo on the ground is second. Nice play by Saunders on the forehand scoop to his left. And from the edge of the infield turf, throws to first for the second out. Well done to take away a base hit and a potential RBI from Astudillo. Now the go-ahead run at third with two outs for Luis Chevalier. As walked and struck out tonight, he is 0-1. But one of the cooler things I saw today in reference to the futures game is one of the coaches for the National League team. As the first pitch to Chevalier, a strike, it's 0-1. Saw this from Jamie Ramsey, the Reds Director of Media Relations, earlier in the day today. Righty ready. Callahan leads off third in a tie game. That one low. It is one ball and one strike. But Jamie tweeted about 10-2 this afternoon that Eric Davis, the Reds legend, Hall of Famer, he's actually here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this week, will be the first base coach for the NL team in the Futures game in his hometown of L.A. As Chevalier swings and misses, it's 1-2, reunited with his old Dodger teammate, Mike Socia. He'll be the manager of that NL team. Shout out to Socia. Same alma mater as myself, Penn State. 1-2. Now one up and away. It's 2-2. And that's awesome that Eric will get the opportunity to do that. All-star festivities at home, where he grew up. You get a chance to maybe have the next generation of Reds All-Stars alongside him. Now one down and in. It's 3-2. But so thrilled for Eric to be a part of that. Said this on social media earlier today. ED, one of the best people I've ever had a chance to just talk about baseball and life with in all my years in pro ball. Just an outstanding person we're lucky to have. Payoff pitch struck him out swinging. Breaking ball down, and Gonzalez strands the go-ahead run at third in the seventh. No runs, one hit, one left. To the eighth inning we go, tied at two on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Hunter Parks back out for his third inning of relief. We move to the top of the eighth inning. Mets and Tortugas tied at two. De Los Santos, Saunders, Guerrera, 3-4 and 5-2 up against the 21-year-old right-hander. De Los Santos singled his first time. Since then, a line out and a fly out. And he sends this one foul towards the Met dugout. It's 0-1. Righty's 0-1. And that spins high. It is 1-1. Mets, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They have left 6 tonight. Daytona, 2 runs, 7 hits. An error they have left 4. The 1-1 up and in. Slipped away from Parks. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Top of the 9 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Daytona and the Mets even. 1-1. Darts down and in. Actually, 2-1 darted down and in. It's 3-1. Speaking of other Reds-affiliated news, talk about burying the leads today. The 3-1 inside for ball 4. And De Los Santos aboard with a walk here to start the eighth inning. Third walk allowed by Parks tonight. And the Mets have the go-ahead run aboard here to start the inning. Now it's Warren Saunders. 0-for-3. Grounded out to short his last time. But earlier today, Tortuga's right-hander, last night's starting pitcher, Javi Rivera, named the Florida State League Pitcher of the Month for June. Righty's first pitch, and Saunders off the handle, out of play. It's 0-1. Rivera, the first Tortuga to be awarded with a monthly honor this year. Sam Benscooter was named the league's Pitcher of the Week from May 2nd through the 8th. Ruben Ibarra, the Player of the Week. As runner goes, pitch high, throw down by Jones. High and not in time. Stolen base for Omar De Los Santos. And he's at second with the go-ahead run with nobody out. 45th stolen base of the year for De Los Santos. 45 stolen bases, and this is 66th game. As time called, a ball squeaks loose from the Met right field bullpen. De Los Santos, 15 more stolen bases than anyone else in this league. 1-1. Bounced off the plate. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Ibarra was the league's Player of the Week back in early June. First Tortuga to receive Pitcher of the Month since Bryce Bonin last July. James Proctor last year was also named the league's Pitcher of the Month in May. Runner goes for third, the 1-2 high, throw down, the tag, safe is the call. The throw beat De Los Santos to the bag. Gookie Dawkins sprinting out to argue with Nelson Fraley. But I imagine he said De Los Santos got around the tag to the outside part of the square. Callahan joining in to argue as well, trying to say he applied the tag. And the count 2-2, and the go-ahead run at third base with nobody out. 46th stolen bag of the year for De Los Santos. Very similar to the play with Triana earlier tonight where it looked like the throw beat him. But Fraley ruled that he moved around the tag. That was at second base. This is visibly frustrated as he starts to saunter back towards the third base dugout. Was a great throw by Jones. Looked to be a good tag from Callahan. But Daytona does not get the benefit of the doubt. So the go-ahead run 90 feet away the 2-2 count. No, actually, I guess Saunders was ruled out. I guess they ruled out a strike maybe on that pitch. I don't know. But out is the batter Pryor. And Saunders, as Justin Guerrera took outside, and now takes a called strike. It's 1-1. So now a man at third with one out. Daytona has brought the infield in. Guerrera struck out his last time against Parks. Is that one? Misses. No, a called strike up in the zone. Guerrera was ducking out of the way, but it clipped the top half. It is 1-2. Parks trying to pick up a big strikeout here. The 1-2 pitch outside, and Jones bluffs a throw to force De Los Santos to dive back. It's 2-2. Yeah, shout out to Javi on winning the Florida State League Pitcher of the Month. Had a .48 ERA in the month. 2-2. On the inside corner, got him looking. Front doored him with a slider. And Parks, a massive strikeout. He's now K'd six tonight. And now the infield can move back with two outs for Raul Berasierta. Berasierta tied the game for the Mets last inning with a leadoff home run to right center. And the first pitch he sees here, a fastball on the inner half at 93. It is 0-1. Parks struck out a career high seven against. That is high. It's 1-1. Did that over four innings in a loss to the Hammerheads in game one of a doubleheader. Parks the 1-1. Way outside of the backstop. Here comes the runner to the plate, and De Los Santos will score standing up. Parks buried a fastball in the dirt. Jones could not stop it on a backhand to his right. And the Mets take a 3-2 eighth inning lead. Parks so close to getting out of Dodge. One wild pitch allows the Mets to take the advantage as Berasierta takes down and in for ball three. Parks up over 60 pitches tonight as we play on in the eighth. Now the 3-1. And Berasierta, as he started running to first base, a delayed called strike from the home plate umpire, Garrett Griffin, and Berasierta even waited a millisecond before he decided to run on to first base. So a full count, and now the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Stepped in the bucket on the breaking ball. Berasierta asking where that pitch was for strike two. But the Mets take the lead, a run without the benefit of a base hit, and nobody left at the end of 7.5. Mets a 3-2 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Go to the bullpen, St. Lucie, a 3-2 lead. It is the right-hander, Ramon Gomez, who has come on. Gomez, 5'10", 224 pounds. 20 years old from Barcelona, Venezuela, will turn 21 in September. signed by the Mets just a year ago. Top of the lineup, due up for Daytona, Leighton, Castro, and O'Gwynn, trailing by a run. Gomez making his 13th relief appearance, 3-1, a 2.84 ERA, one save, 14 hits in 19 innings. Leighton has a double tonight, and he takes low for ball one. Gomez, 10 walks, 27 strikeouts in those 19 innings. A 2.03 opponent average. The 1-0 to Steven. Swing and a miss. Late on the 99-mile-an-hour fastball. Up it is 1-1. About as hard as we've seen an opposing pitcher throw against Daytona this season before tomorrow night. The 1-1. Swing through a 99-mile-an-hour heater again. It's 1-2. Gomez scoreless, ending his last time out against the Hammerheads on Sunday. Walked one and struck out one. Has not allowed a run in his last five outings. The 1-2 pitch, Leighton in the air, left center field, over to his left is the left fielder Murphy. And he'll make the grab in the gap for the first out of the eighth inning. Leighton stung it well, but the Mets able to get into the gap to prevent a base hit. And now Fidel Castro 0-3, grounded out to first his last time. Gomez has not allowed a run since June the 14th, has not allowed an earned run since May the 20th. First pitch to Fidel outside, 1-0. Gomez, one appearance against Daytona this year. Walked one, struck out one in a scoreless inning. And game two of a doubleheader back on June 5th. And Castro on the ground, right side, under the glove of the first baseman, Barrasierta, base hit. Castro makes the turn and will head back. And that, I imagine, will be a one-out base hit for Castro. Extends his on-base streak to 7. And the tying run on with one out for Jamal O'Gwynn. 1-3, single to center his last time up. Final line for Saul Gonzalez. One inning, no runs, a hit. No walks, a strikeout. 17 pitches, 10 strikes. The pitcher of record on the winning side. Castro leads off first, and Gomez steps off. Looks to be the righty Luis May throwing in Daytona's left field bullpen. He will come on in the ninth. Gomez with a cross step towards third. And his first pitch, a fastball at 96. Sent straight back, it's 0-1. And again, Gomez steps off. And time called as the catcher Smith will go out to the mound. Barrasierta runs in as well as the crowd with some Bronx cheers at yet another Mets mound visit. Not just their second of the night, says the home plate umpire. And now everyone back to their normal positions. Gomez set at the belt. Here's his 0-1. And O'Gwynn takes a knee-high strike. It is 0-2. One on. Tortuga's down by a run. Mets scoring in the top of the inning without a base hit. A walk, two stolen bases, and a wild pitch. Time called by O'Gwynn. Apparently, Ellie De La Cruz has homered again. He's homered three times in today's doubleheader for Dayton, twice in game one and another time in game three, or game two, I should say. Low ball one. It is a ball and two strikes. We joked about if we would have a triple header in that June 5th day against the Mets after back-to-back rainouts. But if we didn't have a triple header then, I don't think anyone's having one. Although I did hear one instance of something similar happening 1-2 pitch, high and tight, and O'Gwynn spins out of the way of the off-speed at 86. It's 2-2. Remember hearing in 2013, I think it was, I was working in Brevard in 2014. They said the year it happened the year prior. They played what amounted to essentially a triple header one day, where they completed a suspended game from the day prior or something along those lines, and then played a doubleheader to close out. I think there was only like a half inning or something left to go in the first game. As O'Gwynn fouls it up the third base line, it's 2-2. So technically they played parts of three games in one day. Now what day that was and who was playing, and now another stoppage in play as Robbie Robinson and the trainer Kiyoshi Tada has come out of the first base dugout to look at the catcher Brady Smith. There was an instance earlier in this at bat where Smith sort of bent over to stretch out his lower back. Sort of reminded me of the cue that Daytona took from Jay Allen that something was amiss during the last homestand, and Allen ultimately left the game. Ended on the IL the next day. Since seen Jay a few times this year, and he's been looking good.
There's no one.
Has not seemed overly worried about his health, and hopefully he'll be back soon. But it certainly feels like this will be the end of the night for Brady Smith. Crowd here in Daytona growing restless as the only eligible catcher left on the bench, Juan Loyo. Now they're going to have him receive. Why wouldn't he just take the balls from the actual pitcher? Now Loyo is receiving balls from somebody in the Met bullpen, and now they're going to take Smith out. There is Cierto, also listed as a catcher. He's at first base. And after Loyo received a couple of pitches, now he's going to come into the ballgame. So Brady Smith leaving with an apparent injury. Here in this eighth inning, he'll slot into the ninth spot in the Mets order. Set the situation for you. Daytona has a man at first, one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Jamal O'Gwynn at the plate with a 2-2 count. Mets a 3-2 lead. St. Lucie. Now Loyo talking with Robinson and the home plate umpire Griffin. I guess Gonzalez, or rather Gomez, going to throw a couple of warm-up pitches to Loyo to get ready. Gomez, we've seen him hit 99 a couple of times in this inning. Could end up being a semi-advantage in favor of the Mets here. And that on this upcoming 2-2 pitch, O'Gwynn hasn't seen a toss in a while. Gomez will throw yet another warm-up pitch, and Loyo tried to throw it down, lost the ball. Now we'll throw it down, and finally O'Gwynn can get back in the box. So the Mets have no more catchers available on their bench tonight. Villalobos was pitch ran for by Carlos Dominguez in the sixth inning. And Raul Berasierta, the other catcher, is playing first base tonight. So 2-2 on O'Gwynn after the minor delay. And Jamal gets a fastball and fouls it off. Well done by J.O.G. It stays 2-2. Jack Rogers, the right fielder, on deck. Castro reached on a seeing eye single. At the belt, the 2-2. O'Gwynn rolls one up the third base line. We'll do it once more. Third straight foul ball for O'Gwynn with two strikes. May is ready for the ninth inning. Out in the left field bullpen for Daytona. As we near the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour. 2-2 pitch. Struck him out. Got him to chase one down and out of the zone. Took something off at 88. And Gomez with his first strikeout of the night. Two down in the eighth inning for Jack Rogers. Rogers 0-3 tonight, has struck out twice in line to center. Entered play today, reaching base in 28 of his last 31 games. Righty against lefty, and the first pitch is fouled to the padded wall. It's 0-1. Mets 3 runs, 4 hits. No errors, they have left 6. Daytona 2-run error, they have left 4 tonight. Gomez set the 0-1. And Rogers watches that miss in the righty box. It is 1-1. Mets taking the lead with a run in the 7th, a run in the 8th. And Gomez steps off again. And once again, we'll have another mound visit. Third different delay in this inning. 2 mound visits and a defensive substitution. 1-1 on Rogers. Gomez offers. And there's a fastball at 99. Outer half, it's 1-2. Michelle Triano hoping for an opportunity on deck. Righty set, the 1-2. Struck him out swinging. Chased one in the dirt, down and away. And Gomez strikes out a pair to strand the tying run aboard. No runs, a hit, one left. At the end of 8, Mets a 3-2 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Bullpen for Daytona as we head to the ninth inning. It is the right-hander Luis May who has come on. He'll face the bottom third of the Met order, Salazar, Dominguez, and Loyo. And the first pitch is a fastball low for ball one. Salazar, 1-for-3, has singled tonight, struck out in his other 2 plate appearances. 1-0, and he chases one down and in at 97. It's a ball and a strike. May, 6'3", 219 pounds. 21 years old from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. A 1-1. in the dirt. 99 that time from Luis. It's 2-1. May making his team-leading 23rd appearance of the year. 3-1, a 6.66 ERA. One save, 31 hits in 24 and a third innings. The 2-1. Slider misses high. It is 3-1. 31 strikeouts. A 3.16 opponent average. First appearance for him since Saturday. The 3-1. At the letters at 99, it is a full count. Gave up a base hit in that ninth inning. Also recorded a strikeout for his first save of the year. Payoff pitch. This one on the ground is short. To his right, Leighton makes the backhand and throw to first. One away. Salazar retired. Brings up Carlos Dominguez for the first time tonight. Pinch ran back in the seventh inning for the DH, Fernando Villalobos. Dominguez hitting .249 on the year in 62 games. 23 extra base hits. League leading 15 homers. And 41 batted in as May snaps a breaking ball strike. It's 0-1. Final line for Hunter Parks tonight. The 0-1. And Dominguez lunging at the slider, fouls it away. It's 0-2. Parks, three innings, gave up two runs, but only one hit. Walked three, tied a career high with seven strikeouts. 62 pitches and 30 strikes, the 0-2. Ooh! Up and in on Dominguez, and thankfully he got out of the way of a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. He hit the floor like a rock. Not only did Dominguez fall, but the hat came off of May's head in the process on the swing. And assuredly, Dominguez asking for time. I would, too. I would ask for time times five after a pitch like that. 1-2. Struck him out on the slider. He was just buttering him up. 99 at your ear hole, and then a slider dipping down at 86. First strikeout tonight for Luis, two away in the ninth inning. Brings up Juan Loyo, came on for Brady Smith in the bottom injury. Loyo, 2-for-12 in St. Lucie in four games this year. No extra base hits and an RBI. Righty batter, righty pitcher. And May's first pitch, fastball in at 97. It is 1-0. Daytona will have 5, 6, and 7. Due up presumptively against Gomez in the bottom of the inning. No action currently in the Mets' right field bullpen. The 1-0. And Loyo takes a strike up in the zone at 98. It's 1-1. Daytona has one walk-off win this year. Came off the bat of Triana against the Cardinals. The 1-1. This one a chopper towards third, but will roll to the left of the square, foul. It is 1-2. Mets tied the game in the seventh on a Raul Berasierta home run. Took the lead in the eighth on a wild pitch. Daytona hasn't scored since the fourth on an Austin Callahan double. It's time called at home. Loyo out of Venezuela. 1-2. Slider got him looking. Painted beautifully on the outside corner. And May strikes out a pair in a 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning. Triana, Callahan, and Jones coming up. The Tortugas need one to tie and two to walk it off. Mets a 3-2 lead here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow-smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all custom-made steaks and seafood. But let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Ramon Gomez on to try and close it out for the Mets. They have a 3-2 lead. Gomez worked around a one-out single in the eighth inning, threw 18 pitches in that frame. It'll be Michelle Triana, Austin Callahan, Hayden Jones, three lefties, Wilfred Astudillo, and then Luis Chevalier, should anyone reach. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at tonight's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to tomorrow's sold-out contest between the Mets and Tortugas. Jacob DeGrom will make a rehab start in his home county against the right-hander Ryan Cardona, the Livingston, New Jersey native. And one of the funny things I think about it, I can't believe I didn't think about it till now, but the football league that Stetson plays in is in the, or was at one point, in the same league as Cardona's alma mater in Marist. So I remember Kenny Scherlinger, my buddy, who filled in for me a few times over the course of the last few road trips, as Michelle Triana leads off 2-for-3 with a couple of singles. Threw the pitch down at 90, it's 0-1. But Kenny, the voice of Stetson football, traveled up to Poughkeepsie at least once to call a Stetson Marist football game. As Triana hits one in the air to right. Back into his right is Salazar. Triana got under it. And Salazar in his step or two at the last second to make the catch for the first down here in the ninth inning. One away for Austin Callahan. Doubled and singled tonight, has brought in Daytona's most recent run. But yeah, they play in the Pioneer Football League. And Marist and Stetson are still in the same football conference, along with Butler, Davidson, Dayton, Drake, Morehead State, Presbyterian College, the University of St. Thomas, the University of San Diego, and Valparaiso. Swing and a miss from Callahan at 98. It's 0-1. California all the way to New York is where that league expands. The 0-1. Late swing at 99. It's 0-2. Gomez throwing darts right now. Righty hides his eyes with that off blue mitt. The 0-2 struck him out swinging. Just ripped another fastball by him at 98. And three pitches, three strikes, and the Tortugas down to their final out tonight. It'll be Hayden Jones to try and keep this game alive. 1-for-3 with an RBI single, has also struck out and grounded to first. Illinois State University. Gomez first pitch, and Jones swings through a breaking ball tailing in on the hands. It is 0-1. Four straight swings and misses for Gomez. He's drawn five in the inning and make that six in the frame, as Jones can't connect on that one down and in. It's 0-2. Only ball that has seen contact with Gomez trying to secure the save. Here's the 0-2. And Jones able to grab a piece. Fouls it off to our left. It stays at 0-2. Wilfred Astudillo in the on-deck circle hoping for an opportunity. Mets in front by a run here in the ninth inning. The 0-2 with two outs. Here it is, and Jones swings and misses for strike three. 99-mile-an-hour fastball away from Gomez. And the Mets rally and knock off Daytona tonight. Your final score, The Mets 3 and the Tortugas 2. We'll take a break when we come back. The recap report is next. Mets have taken two of the first three in this series. Another one-run ball game in this set. St. Lucie wins it. Back with more after these messages on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Your Tortugas return home for an Independence Day celebration on Monday, July 4th against the St. Lucie Mets. As part of the festivities, there'll be best dress uniforms that'll be auctioned off during the game. We'll have special games and activities, and after the final out, stick around for a tremendous patriotic firework extravaganza. After an off day on Tuesday, come hungry on Wednesday, July 6th for a Belly Buster Wednesday, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on July 7th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Arrive early on Friday, July 8th, as the first 1,000 fans will be part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will wear special uniforms and stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. You better not pout, you better not cry on Saturday, July 9th for Christmas in July Night. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at Daytona Tortuga.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the recap report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Back here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark as Daytona falls to the Mets by a final of 3-2. Mets with the win, improving to 6-6 in the second half, 46-31 overall. Daytona dropping to 4-8 in the half. 33-44 on the season through 77 games. Let's take you through the night that was. Joel Diaz started against Tanner Cooper. Was a scoreless game going to the top of the second inning. Raul Berasierta led off the inning with a single. After Eduardo Salazar struck out, Fernando Villalobos drew a walk. Brady Smith would then hit a ground ball to third. Austin Callahan backhanded it. Stepped on the third base bag, tried making a leaping throw to first, but it sailed over. Did a great job recovering, picked it up, fired home to try and get Villalobos attempting to score from first, but Jones could not hang on to the throw, and the Mets had a 1-0 second inning lead. Did not last very long as Daytona came back to tie it in the bottom of the frame. Michel Triana led off the inning with a single, stole second base. And after he moved to third on an Austin Callahan ground out, Hayden Jones picked up an RBI single to left center, tying the game at one. Remained tied at one into the fourth. Bases empty, two outs. Michel Triana poked a single to center. He would then steal second base. And on a 2-2 pitch to Austin Callahan, he drove one to the wall in right center. His RBI double gave Daytona a 2-1 edge. It would stay a 2-1 Daytona lead until the seventh. Raul Barrasierta leading off the inning on a 3-1 offering. Sent one out to right center field, his sixth home run of the year. Tied the game at two, but most frustratingly for Daytona in the eighth, Omar De Los Santos walked, stole second. Warren Saunders then struck out with Justin Guerrera at the plate. Hayden Jones made a great throw to third. It looked like they got him at third base. He was ruled safe. Cookie Dawkins came out to argue, but De Los Santos was in at third with the go-ahead run, and with Raul Barrasierta at the plate, a wild pitch allowed him to score. Gave the Mets a 3-2 lead. Daytona would put the tying run on in the eighth with a one-out single from Fidel Castro, but four of their final five batters tonight would strike out, swinging against Ramon Gomez. And the Mets win it tonight. 3-2 final this evening. Winning pitcher, Saul Gonzalez, improves to 2-0. One inning, no runs, one hit. No walks and a strikeout. Hunter Parks, the tough loss and a blown save. He drops to 2-3. Gave up two runs on one hit in three innings. Walked three, struck out seven. That matches a career high. Ramon Gomez picked up his second save. Two innings, no runs, a hit. No walks and four strikeouts. Final line score tonight. Mets 3, Daytona 2 runs, 8 errors, or 2 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. They left 5. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 36 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,919. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here on this Thursday night as we near the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Two games still in progress. Bottom of the sixth, Tampa leading Fort Myers 3-2. That game was delayed almost 4 hours today due to rain. They were supposed to play a doubleheader. Had to settle for one nine-inning game. Jupiter ended the Cardinals' winning streak with a 4-3 win tonight. It was Clearwater over Dunedin 6-4, and they head to the bottom of the ninth in Lakeland. Bradenton, an 8-6 lead on the Flying Tigers. Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight. Reds and Pirates playing a doubleheader. Pittsburgh took game one 4-2. Reds lead game two 4-1 in the bottom of the seventh. Triple A Louisville tied with the St. Paul Saints. Three aside in the top of the eighth. Double A Chattanooga tied in the top of the eighth against the Rocket City Trash Pandas, Angels affiliate. High A Dayton dropped game one of their doubleheader to the West Michigan Whitecaps. Tigers Farm Club 7-3. They lead 4-0. Dayton does in the bottom of the fifth in game two. Arizona Complex League Reds on the road against the Brewers Blue Team. That game scoreless in the third, and the Dominican Summer League Reds were rained out today against the Diamondbacks Red Team. As for Major League Baseball on this Thursday, Astros beat the Royals this afternoon 5-2. It was the Phillies 5 and the Nationals 3. Orioles leading the Angels 4-1 in the bottom of the eighth. The Mets a 10-0 advantage on the Marlins, bottom eight in Queens. Yankees holding on to a 6-5 lead in Boston against the Red Sox. Bottom of the eighth there. Top eight in Atlanta. Braves and Cardinals tied at one. Top of the sixth in Chicago. Tigers a 1-0 lead on the White Sox. Right now, Bo Brisky has yet to give up a base hit through five innings. Just underway in Arizona. Rockies a 2-0 lead on the Diamondbacks. Top one, Austin Gomes. Game is delayed at the start due to a ceremony in San Diego. Giants and Padres, Logan Webb against Joe Musgrove. Then coming up in about 20 minutes or so, Dodgers will host the Cubs at 10-10. Tony Gonsolin against Mark Leiter Jr. And the Mariners will host the Blue Jays starting at 10-10 as well. Marco Gonzalez against Anthony Banda. Coming up tomorrow, it is the big one. Volusia County's own Stetson alum and two-time NL Cy Young Award winner Jacob DeGrom will take the hill as part of a rehab start for the St. Lucie Mets. I think it was Ryan Cardona just came out to the mound, stood atop the hill and took a picture of the view from the mound. Back towards home plate. Trent Mason and his assistant Luke, our grounds crew, looked very confused. And Cardona, the probable tomorrow against Jacob DeGrom, maybe just trying to get himself mentally ready for by far the most high-profile pitcher he's ever been squared up against. It'll be a first Friday fireworks extravaganza after the final out. The 9-9 best-dressed uniforms tomorrow. First 1,000 fans through the gates will have a T-shirt giveaway. We'll have live music along the concourse from Tropical Drifter. We will also tomorrow have a Friday night happy hour with special dollar-off draft beers at concession stands. And if you haven't bought a ticket yet, I am sorry, but you will not be able to get into the Jack tomorrow night. This is my third year here. For the first time, we have been sold out a full 24 hours before first pitch tonight. If you want to get specific, 26 hours before tomorrow's first pitch. There are some tickets still out there on the resale market. Those are not from us. Those are definitely price gouged to the max. So we apologize for that. We have no control over what Ticketmaster or some of these other resale sites. Gates will open tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Our coverage will begin 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:50 Eastern Time, leading up to the 7:05 p.m. first pitch here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark. It'll be the two-time NL Cy Young Award winner, Jacob DeGrom, for the Mets, expected to go 40 pitches tomorrow night. He'll go against the righty Livingston, New Jersey's own Ryan Cardona, 3-1 with a 3.6 ERA, both making their second starts in the FSL this year, but obviously for different reasons. So the Cardona against DeGrom tomorrow, you're not going to want to miss it. One of the highest attended games potentially in the history of this ballpark coming up tomorrow night. That'll do it for us this evening. Mets win it by a final of 3-2 for our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, Kyle McEwen, our GM, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Daytona Beach. The Mets rally and win it tonight by a final of 3-2. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night for a big one. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening, everybody. Rest up. Tomorrow's a big day. So long, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.